Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." And he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." And he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. We've had an awful lot of excitement in our house these last few days. You see, Broer and Luana got a new bed. A new bunk bed. It was delivered yesterday afternoon. Now, this isn't their first bunk bed. We inherited a hand-me-down bunk bed from the neighbors a couple doors over. But this bunk bed, this new bunk bed, wow. It is really something. It's got its own staircase up to the top bunk. And each of the steps of that staircase has a drawer underneath it, too. I know all the parents in the room are getting kind of excited about that possibility. The storage, my God, the storage. And what's even more exciting is this. Rather than two twin-size beds up and down like the old bed, this new bunk bed has a full-sized bed on the bottom and a twin on the top. This means that Broer, who used to sleep on the top bunk, now gets to sleep on the big bed on the bottom. And Luana, who used to sleep on the bottom bunk, well, now she gets to sleep up top. As I'm sure many of you know, there's a lot of work that goes into preparing for the arrival of a big, cool new bunk bed like this. You gotta move things out of the way for the movers. You gotta clean all the little nooks and crannies of the space where the old bed was. God forbid you cover up the same old dust bunnies that were under the old bed. You gotta make room for the new dust bunnies to move in. You gotta move stuff from the bedroom to the dining room. And then once the bed is in and up and put together, you need a new mattress, you need new bedding, and you need to reckon with all that stuff you put in the dining room and to see whether or not it's going to fit in the bedroom with the new bed. So, once you walk into that room thinking about that stuff in that dining room, you go, what are we going to do with all that stuff? In one of his most famous bits, the legendary stand-up comic George Carlin famously said, "That's the whole meaning of life, isn't it? Trying to find a place for your stuff." Well, I don't know where we're going to put all that stuff in the dining room, but I do know that last night was really exciting. We got to bed pretty late. And the kids had to use flashlights instead of their usual lamps to read their books. But they slept as soundly as can be in their brand new beds. And you know something? As exciting as last night was, as special as that amazing new bed is, and it is pretty amazing, isn't it, you guys? Broer and Loanna. It's pretty cool, right? I want to talk a little bit about the night before. You see, on Friday, with some help from her mom, Kate, and from our niece and nephew, Nora and Max, Emily worked very hard to clear the way for the new bed's arrival on Saturday. She slept and swept and sweated so that by the time we got to bed on Friday night, the kids were faced with a bare room. None of the familiar toys or books, not even their favorite stuffed animals, cozy guys, we call them in our house, or their trusted blankets were in their usual spaces. Even the sheets were gone. And after a long day of summer camps and final performances of the week, of following Dad around on his usual errands and busyness, and even a late night stop at my brother Eric's house to see cousins and to drop a couple things off in Minneapolis, these tired kids looked at this changed empty room, this grumpy dad. Looked at this changed and empty room, a trusted space, now all echoey and unfamiliar. They looked at the sleeping bags on their old bunks. And you know what? They were just as excited by those sleeping bags on Friday night as they were on Saturday night for that gleaming new bunk bed. Maybe even a little bit more excited. In our gospel text this morning, Jesus is asked a question about inheritance. Asked to weigh in on an issue a family is having with, well, their stuff. And so, in typical Jesus fashion, he tells another story. A story about a man and his stuff. A man who needs more room to keep all that stuff. A man whose stuff will not last. A man whose stuff will not save him from death. Stuff is exciting. How many of you did I haul into my office in the last week to see the new traffic light that I bought? Right? Gene, you were there. New stuff is cool. Stuff is very exciting, and we love our stuff. There's nothing wrong with stuff. There's nothing wrong with loving our stuff. But we worry about our stuff, too. We worry about other people's stuff. We tear ourselves apart, hurt one another, and even isolate ourselves from our own family because of stuff. We live our lives for our stuff. We value ourselves and the world according to our stuff, even our church. We think about often in terms of the stuff. Our God, Jesus reminds us, is not the God of stuff. Our God, Jesus reminds us, is the God of love and new life, who claims us as beloved children. Our God, Jesus reminds us, creates us to live with wild abandon, to give with great generosity, to live and to love like there is no tomorrow. Our God, Jesus reminds us, calls us not to our stuff, but to celebrate our lives together. Our lives which we have only because of God. So let us give thanks for our stuff. Certainly. Let us praise the Lord for a new bunk bed and cool new pillows and sheets. But let us also give thanks for each other, for sleeping bags on an old bed in an empty room, for laughter shared in those strange and exciting places, for love and for giggles and the joy of a new morning. For certainly, as nice as the new bed might be, as cool as my traffic light might look, it is there in that connection with one another, in that joy of living this life together, in those thanks and praises we offer to our God for the life God has given us, that we truly find our faith, our purpose, our God. And it is most certainly where God finds us. New bed or sleeping bags. Amen. Thank you.